In the Philippines, the official death toll in President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs has reached 3,000. According to the country's police chief, at least half of those people were killed by police. And more than 700,000 people have surrendered to the police. Michael Sullivan has more from Manila.
Lilibeth Jago lives in Malate, in one of Manila's seemingly endless slums, where the people are packed so tightly they often wash and bathe outside. Jago is 53 years old and a meth fiend, she says, since high school.
Every day. Simula nung 1981 up to...
Every day since 1981, she says, and she's got the face and teeth to prove it. She swears she never dealt. A few weeks ago, though, after President Duterte launched his war on drugs, she surrendered, along with her husband. She says it was an easy choice.
I'm scared to die.
So scared to die, she went to the precinct, signed some papers, got a briefing, and was sent home. She says she's been clean since. Now that we've surrendered, we're being closely monitored, she says. If we start using again, the cops will know, and they'll come after us. I go to the precinct station to talk to the commander there, Chief Inspector Paulito Sabulao. He says those who surrender and stay clean are safe, but...
Pinagsabihan ko sila, if continuous pa rin yung kanilang ginagawa dun sa drugs, eh mapapatay talaga sila.
He says, I also warn them that if they continue using or deal, they'll be killed. Here's the thing, though. For all this tough talk, Sabulao's cops haven't killed anybody since the war on drugs began. And that's gotten him in trouble with his bosses.
Ito si Colonel Gran, na-pre-pressure siya dahil wala pa kaming napapatay. At
my colonel was under pressure from his bosses, he says, and asked me why we haven't killed anybody. And he told me to start killing people who were known drug personalities. But I told him I didn't want to make any mistakes. I need to make sure, Sabulao says, that these people are really criminals. Other commanders appear less cautious and more eager to follow orders. 300 yards down the street and down another alley, a few dozen mourners gather in front of a coffin. 47-year-old Aristotle Garcia, killed in an encounter with police two nights ago. The cops say he was dealing. His sister, Karen Rana, doesn't buy it.
No, he's a user.
He didn't deal a little on the side to pay for his own drugs?
No. And nowadays, with this kind of situation happening everywhere, especially here in Manila, he will not do that.
She pulls out her phone and displays the police photo of her brother's body. He's got a .38 caliber revolver in one hand, some crumpled banknotes next to the other. The police report says Garcia was trying to sell drugs to an undercover cop, but got spooked and pulled a gun. The cop, the report says, fired on Garcia in self-defense, 6 shots to the chest.
And if he is resisting arrest, if you shot him once, he'll get weak. And you don't need to shot him 5 times another.
Was your brother left-handed?
No.
Then that gun's in the wrong hand.
Yes.
She says her brother was executed by the police, and her surviving brother, Aaron, thinks he knows why.
He know all the persons here. He know all the users here. He know all the pushers here.
And he's convinced one of them set his brother up. The cops are sticking to their story. There'll be no investigation, and the family's resigned to it. But even in their grief, they say they're not against President Duterte's war on drugs. They only wish the police would be more careful. Like Chief Inspector Sabulao, just up the block, who shows me a list with 18 photos and names. Alleged dealers, he says, from the community, identified by the community, he's almost ready to move on.
Kailangan na nilang lumaban para mapatay. I will encourage them to resist para mapatay sila.
I only need them to resist, he says, grinning broadly. I encourage them to resist, because then, he says, they'll be killed. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.